Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on the topic of decision-making styles and helping you determine what your decision-making style is. So every day, leaders make important decisions that have a significant impact on the direction of a department or the company's bottom line. And what's important to recognize is that everybody has a different decision-making style. And knowing your decision-making style can give you more insight into why you make the decisions you do, help you improve the decisions you make, and help you facilitate better decisions in team settings and across an organization. So here are the four major decision-making styles. The director style. The director style is unafraid of taking risks. They often charge forward with decisions without necessarily consulting as many people as somebody else might consult. They believe foremost in quick action and decisiveness. The expressor style relies on creativity to come up with often out-of-the-box decisions and ideas. They enjoy brainstorming and are also open to riskier ideas. The difference between the expressor and the director is that the expressor will simply take more time talking out loud and sharing different approaches and different thoughts about how to proceed with a decision. The thinker is a more conservative decision-making style. This type of decision-maker likes to sit with a problem and methodically go through all of the possible outcomes to come up with the most logical answer. These are the people who prefer to tackle one problem at a time and ensure they consider all factors before making the best possible choice. The harmonizers, the last decision-making style, these are folks who are really oriented towards the relationships with other people and go out of their way to try to please other people and make sure everyone in the group is happy. They often choose the decision that meets the needs of most people. So as a result, they're very good at helping create consensus-based decisions. But when it comes to a decision that requires selecting amongst diverse and often conflicting perspectives, the harmonizer style finds it challenging. So to learn your decision-making style, you can take a quick survey at gostraighttalk.com. GoStraightTalk.com contains a 7-minute survey that will reveal your communication and decision-making style. You can quickly glean which of these four, the director, the expressor, the thinker, or the harmonizer, is closest to your style of decision-making. In order to make the best decisions, it helps to have a mix of styles in the room. Learn to spot these different styles of decision-maker and aim for a balanced representation of styles. If you're making decisions on your own, consult people with styles that will complement your own. For example, if you're a harmonizer who's hung up on ensuring everyone winds up happy with a decision, turn to a director who can encourage you to be more firm and decisive. If you're a thinker who needs a few out-of-the-box options, seek out an expressor. On the other hand, if you're a director who's concerned about the impact that a given decision may have on people throughout the organization, turn to the harmonizer to help you assess those impacts and make a better decision for the organization.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.